October 1st. It has been nearly 24 hours since my departure from the hidden sands of the East. I sat at home alone, in the quiet comfort of the night, with only my thoughts and dim candlelight to keep me company. My expedition was a resounding success, while my colleagues sat in the luxuries of their ignorance and laughed away my theories of a buried desert cult, and no doubt passing around my thesis from one fat hand to another about that table having a lock at my designs. I and my native escorts were uncovering the great occult secrets of a civilization lost to the gods of the desert. Exactly as I predicted, beneath the fixed stars, worshipped by these lost and forgotten mystics, sands gave way to buried treasure down a winding staircase in the desert's hidden heart. Illustrious bodies in inverted sarcophagi, hand-painted images of giant heroes and lands of distant stars, covered every wall. All manner of jewel and gem perfectly preserved, and burial methods unlike those of any other human civilization. This discovery is marvelous, terrifying, and all mine. The details will be given out in a series of interviews already scheduled with several major news outlets over the next coming weeks. All these years of study and ridicule and hard work for scholars who scorn me. This is my reward. I sit glorious in the aftermath of a grand expedition, weary from the travels, and with not one loathsome noise or abstract bump to startle my nerves. And yet, the hand that is writing this shakes as one fearing the truth that it has to tell. One article about which may not be written, however, one item which even my party had not the time to see before I snatched it, was a certain tablet clutched in the hands of a shockingly pristine corpse on a throne fit for Colossus, with its curious illustrations and written language unlike any I've ever seen, and its presentation among the corpse king as though it were so holy a treasure that not even death could steal it. I had to have it, and now it sits across from me, foreboding and flirtatious, awaiting my careful deconstruction of its secrets as I await their knowledge. I will begin in the morning, but for now, rest. October 5th. I gave 9 interviews today, which spanned about 10 hours altogether. Much was asked about the process by which I found the ancient tomb's location, and more so about its contents. Over 100 distinct items were extracted from the site, some directly from the hands of their original owners, and most of them I have yet to properly investigate yet. However, the tablet was the only item consistently on my mind. Its home echoes the legend of the Turkish Hermetic cult and the corpse of the great Hermes, yet its illustrations are decidedly more East Asian and far more archaic. The language might be a phonic one, foreign to the land in which the tablet was found, and the graphics on its back, what breathtaking breathtaking imagination these great philosophers had. I may have spotted the astrological glyph for Pisces beneath the head of a beautiful pharaoh, the Egyptian queen, which is centermost in the image, and lying deluxe on a host of many stalls and letters. She holds against her buxom chest a halo of worlds, and a beating heart beneath her outspread legs, with a perfectly singular alphabet, begs to be deciphered. The queen's subtle smile seduces me. I must look into this and study more tomorrow. But now, other matters concern me. October 12th. I have spent the last 2 days comparing every ancient written language on the Eastern Hemisphere to the words on this tablet, and I have found nothing. Searching for a deity similar in any way to Afrasian Gortus comes up fruitless as well, save for a handful of deified pharaohs. I'm beginning to suspect this is a language totally unique to the user of this tablet, one transmitted from his goddess to him and no one else. I will do what I must to receive that same transmission. I have spent the last 2 days masturbating frequently, upwards of 5 times a day, and finishing quickly. It is rapidly becoming a problem. Of the handful of interviews I've done this day alone, I've had to reschedule 3 to make more room for myself, not to mention the 7 I've simply blown off over the last 48 hours. I would not think the tablet is connected, however erotic the sinful goddess may be, but when I sleep, I have a dream. A broad, lonely vista of stardust stretches out before me, and I am naked and cold and alone with my fears and insecurities. The anxious and nuclear heart of this empty universe, when the honey-colored arms of a warm mother wrap around me, I melt in her embrace. Lean back against her chest. I can feel her nipples pressing against my cheek. Instinctively, I turn my head to suck. Oh, her black talons tickle down my stomach and between my legs. Oh, I moan into her nipple as she massages my breast. Her nimble fingers spread my lips and desecrate me as I did her temple. Her claws give me no pain. But then, in the distance, a swirling vortex comes funneling through the cosmos. My god! Oh! Oh, my goddess touches me faster when it's coming. The tips of her claws are beginning to scrape my insides. She carves a crimson ring around my nipple. I can only moan louder in pain and submission. The blue flesh is making its way down the tunnel air. Lightning cracks at the exit and pours in torrents from my sides. Oh, oh my goddess. Oh my goddess. She digs her fingers into my breast and tears out my... Oh, oh god. Oh. 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 I must study this more tomorrow. Now, other matters concern me. October 20th. I can't stop touching myself. I can't take my hand from between my legs. My nipple is bloody and raw, and my pinching and clawing is... it's making me so sore, but I can't stop. The tablet, it's speaking to me. Unintelligible whispers among feminine coos and giggles. Her whispers. She's trying to speak to me. The goddess. My goddess. I haven't left my home in 3 days. I've forsaken all outside engagements. I can do nothing without touching myself simultaneously. Even sleep cannot hold me for longer than a few hours before the end of the dream throws me back into reality, where I am masturbating furiously, drenched in sweat, and sobbing in a powerful orgasm. It is in these moments that I can almost understand. Her voice is so close and so beautiful. No one could hope to resist it. I don't want to resist it. I can think to do nothing but what she requires of me. Rubbing myself raw and having climax after climax. My heart beats with manic passion at the long of a long day, and it's all for her, my pharaoh, my goddess. Oh, my nipple is bleeding again. I can hear her voice when I come. That is her book, mine. I no longer sleep, lest my goddess will stop talking to me. So the dreams come to me now in the waking world. If I close my eyes and I dig my nails into my flesh. Oh, I can feel her talons in my cunt. Ah, I can feel her hardened nipples against my cheek and warm breath. My ear. I chant her sacred alphabet in a language without words as I claw at my breath. The holy tablets and all the letters. They aren't meant for the petty languages of tongues. No mortal pleasure could understand. On these tablets, my goddess holds a heart. It is my heart. Oh, she taught me the wisdom of infinity, and my heart is her prize, and she will have it. Ow! Ah! In the dreams, her claws tear my flesh so easy. Mine come too when I think of her. Pain is an illusion. My pharaoh. My goddess. My heart for you. Ah.